Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Guess what, Jay?
I know, but I'm going to pretend I don't know. What, Russ?
I got a house. You guys were already found out from last episode because I jumped in and added it, but I actually went to the house today. Funny enough, I did not physically see the house in person when we placed the bid on it. So I couldn't walk around and all that because it went up on a Friday, and I think they won it best and final by Sunday, like just the weekend. And we ended up winning over a cash offer, which was surprising. So I got to go down there today and check it out. Took some pictures. I took my GoPro and did some video, which I'll put together probably in the far future because so many things have to happen now.
Right. So, question. After seeing it in person, excitement level, 0 to 100. Where you at?
0 to 100. We'll go with like 80, I'd say, because there's so much work and stuff that has to be done. And my wife's a lot better with like visualizing the end product. Like you're seeing it now and some stuff is like on the inside, like, wow, like the kitchen is like very old and outdated and all this. So there's a lot that has to be done.
All I know is the orange is rad. I would find a way to keep that, but that's just weird me.
Oh, it was like on the door, you're saying?
Well, it was like, I think it was like in the kitchen, like one of the cabinets was orange. Oh, yes. So cool.
Yes, it did stand out.
I liked it. I was like, that's wild.
Because you walk in and it has the big living room and the kitchen is almost like boxed off. Like, but it has this little window where you can be like, hey, order up.
We can take orders. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wife, give me some burgers.
That's rad.
But just being there, walking around on the property is going to be, interesting because it's so quiet from living where we are now because it's in the woods.
So you know what I thought was super cool, Russ?
Yeah.
You know, these Jason videos you make are always in the woods.
Oh, huh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you got those right behind your house now. You don't have to go far to find, like, the running scenes.
Yeah. I did find, I didn't take a video on my phone or else I'd show you guys, but there was a old swing set that was like wooden and kind of in the woods. Like you had to walk this little path and it had this like rusty swing. And I'm like, this just looks like a scene from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. Like the, squeaky. That's so rad.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to see some little girl swinging on that at night. Like ghost girl.
That's creepy. Don't tell me that.
But yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of work to go. If you didn't see last week's episode and missed the photos that I dropped in, I did take some.
I listened to it today and I heard the little insert you gave.
Yeah.
It's really a neat looking place.
So there's the house itself with my car parked out.
No, I'm assuming those are solar panels.
Yeah, there's one there and I think on the other side too. And then there's also like some on that other roof. So it's three sets of the solar panels are up on there.
That's cool. The color of the house is really cool too. I like that gray.
And then the game room essentially is the part above the garage right there. So that's it right there.
I'm not gonna lie, that looks huge.
Unfinished. It is pretty huge. Like it's hard to show the scale of it in there.
Just look how big you are, I would say.
Right. So they did leave, which you could see on the wall, there's a lot of sheetrock that they left for us, so we can use that sheetrock to finish there because it's all open right now.
Right.
So, you know, I just have to start thinking of, okay, how is everything going to get set up? We're going to have a DIY station, couch set up like this for streaming and gaming. Do I get a bigger couch? Like, do I have a desk with like a gaming chair that I do stuff at? Because I'll have room for it. Where do the arcades go? I was probably going to leave one of the arcades, I think, in the garage just to, you know, have one downstairs that people are over and we're like hanging out. It's like, oh, you know, everyone doesn't have to be in the arcade upstairs. Here's an arcade to play like Pac-Man. I could put that down there.
Right. That's the other thing that's interesting is that's a 3-car garage. That's wild.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how much we'll use it to just keep our cars in, because we could. I have two cars. My wife has two cars.
You have four cars?
Yeah, yeah.
What? Wild. Why do you guys, I mean, I kind of understand with you, because one of them is like a showpiece, but why right. two cars?
The wife has a convertible that she drives, and then she has her SUV.
Okay.
And I get hey. Thing. All right, I guess we got the room for it. Why not?
that's pretty awesome.
But then I'll be able to bring my scooter, the Yoshi scooter, up that way. And then just working on the cars will be that much easier. Cleaning them, washing them. If I got to repaint the Mario Kart car, I can have it off to the side and like, good.
So, question. Not that it super matters, but I'm just curious. How far is this from where you are currently? Like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
20 to 25 minutes.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. It'll probably be about that of a drive to get to work. I think right now I'm up probably 15, maybe 10, 15 minute drive to work. So now this will be, I mean, it's in the woods. So it depends when you're leaving. Like if you get stuck behind someone that's driving slow, it's going to take you longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely the other thing is we're not near stores. So like right now I can just go to Dollar Tree, grab some ice cream.
Everything's convenient. Yeah.
So we're going to have to drive. I think my friend said you could get on the highway, get off one exit, and then you're on a main road that has like Home Depot, Target, and all that stuff. So I'll have to see what the trip looks like with that. Where I messaged my buddy Bill, he actually lives the town next to us, but it's where the border is. He's literally 5 minutes from our new place. So we get to.
That was my next question. Like, how do you have any friends that are close by?
Yeah. So they just moved in there like maybe 2 months ago. And I was like, dude, we just got a house. Like we looked at one in Woodbridge, but now we're over here. And he's like, oh, okay. So I'm like, sick. But she was talking about the layout, you know, walk in, we got the living room and all that. And there is a, like a bedroom or office area on the first floor. And we're going to turn that into a, like playroom for Gwen, but we're going to set it up, I think, with like either a Murphy bed or like a pull out couch. So then when we have guests, like a
playroom / guest room.
Yeah. And then there's a bathroom down there as well. And then you go upstairs and it has two bedrooms on one side and then like a hallway and the master bedroom. And then there's like a big bathroom in between that. And you could kind of go through like, to get into the bedroom that way, but she's talking about maybe making our own master bathroom and that other bathroom would be for like the kids or whatever over there.
Dude, your catwalk's rad too.
Right. That's what, and it has three skylights right there, which you can see amazing view out of it. So right now there's like this weird net thing that they put over it to kind of like block some of the light so it's not as harsh. But gotcha. I guess you can get some type of shade with like a remote that would be like,
meh, yeah.
Meh. So I was like, that's better.
Super techy. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things we want to put into it. So we'll have to see, you know, budget wise, timeline wise, you know, when we can move in and still renovate certain parts of the house while we're living there situation. Right. Because we have the condos here. So we need to pack most of this stuff up and stage it right. This is a bedroom. We can't be looking like this when we got people to come over. But yeah, you know, picture your bed in here and not
right.
Not Russ's TV.
right. Not Russ's Stampy and Ran back behind him.
Right. So I'll have to see in the coming weeks when I might be set up in the living room doing the podcast, or I might have to go to my mom's. And record there and do stuff until we situate everything. And then we'll have to see how even we're moving. One of my friends talked about one of those like pod things they drop off and you fill it up and then they ship the pod. Or Steph talked about hiring a moving company possibly, like to literally bring the box, because like her bed is like so heavy and awkward and it's like be so hard for us to just tackle everything plus having the baby. And it's like, all right, you watch the baby, I'll bring some boxes down, then vice versa.
Right. It'll like take forever.
So, but the closing date, they, funny enough, the closing date they wanted to have, it was like, I can't remember.
Probably when you're going to be in California.
It was literally the day before we leave for California. So she's like, can you either you know, push it back,
move it forward, or move it back.
So I think they're moving it to this month at some time, because I was there today and they still had some stuff in the house that I guess they're going to clean out.
Right.
There's stuff in the fridge. They had like,
Dr. You should have said, if there's any old video games, just leave them here, please.
I took on video. I was looking. There's an awesome built-ins in the living room.
Yeah, I saw those.
With the cabinets, and I opened them up, and there was a VCR DVD in there, and there was a Wiimote.
No way.
So I'm curious if they end up leaving that stuff. I was like, oh, cool.
Just don't say anything about
it. Not a Wii anywhere, anything video game. Like, for some reason, they must have packed it or whatever and left one Wiimote.
Well, just don't say a word. Maybe it's a freebie.
Right. So we'll see. It's definitely going to be interesting and fun, and I'll be doing, you know, maybe short videos or TikToks and stuff in the progress. And obviously a big main video of like, all right, setting up a new game room. Here's like, here's this series, the full series. And I want to do a nice, you know, saying goodbye to this, you know, here's, we built it up. I did a few videos on that. And like, this is what it looked like. This is what you can do if you have a bedroom. And now let's pack it all up and do like a time lapse or something.
There you go.
But can't we did
see it all go down.
We did mention too, it is technically like the closet to the bedroom, but it's like 20 times as bigger than Jay's.
it's not a closet. That's like an attic. It just happens to be awkwardly placed.
Right. Essentially. Sweet. But
dude, that's sick.
So that's what's going on with me this week. I don't know what Jay's been up to. What's he been doing?
So you might not believe this, Russ. My son has got me playing Breath of the Wild.
Okay, you guys are going back and forth, like, or he's just watching you play and telling
you
where to go.
He likes fighting the little packs of moblins.
Yeah.
But he's like, all right, Dad, can you beat this shrine? And I'm like, all right, so then I'll beat the shrine. And then, like, we'll beat, like, three or four, because I think you have to have four, because you have to get those little, whatever they are.
Oh, yeah, orbs. Your little powers, yeah.
And then you have to, like, travel back to the, I always just go to the church, because I know that's where that one, like, goddess statue is.
Okay.
And then she'll give you either like more like a endurance wheel or more hearts. Mm-hmm. So like every other time he's like, all right, Dad, do we do a heart or stamina? He's like, can I do more hearts? Cause I feel like only three hearts makes you look like a newbie. And I don't want to look like a newbie. I'm like, yeah, but no stamina. You can't climb mountains and stuff is good. So I'm trying to like teach him like, let's do one this time. Let's do that one that time. But we got five hearts. We have lit the blue flame and got our Sheikah slate improved. We've already found Impa. I think the four divine beasts have been located on the map.
Okay.
And we've got several towers. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like this is possible now. Like I don't know why, but like him getting me into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's
maybe
it's just maybe sticking with
complete
it. I think that's like, because once you put it down, you kind of, it's tough with the big RPG open world games where you're like, what was I doing? What was my task? Like, where was I going? I can't remember
right.
And now I lost the flow and even the controls. You're like, how do I access the ruins and
Everything's a little like, and you have to like know how to use like magnetism and like all that stuff. You know, like,
oh yeah, I forgot I could use it. Oh, I gotta cook food. Like the
right, yeah. So it's been kind of fun, and I think part of it is just like doing it with him, and he's so excited about it, you know. So mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago he got $20 from his grandma, and he's like, Dad, I want a master sword. So we got on eBay and like found some like plastic master swords that came out in like 2015, and we ordered him one of those. So he like carries it around, and he's all into Zelda right now. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Sweet.
And that's what I've been doing, just playing some
Wild. Do you have amiibos to use in Breath of the Wild?
We only own one amiibo, or maybe two. We have the 8-bit Mario.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it's the blue or brown outfit, and then we have a Kirby amiibo, but we don't have any Breath of the Wild amiibos.
So if you use like the Zelda ones, you'll get like a special suit or swords and gear like that. But if you use any other amiibo, you get food.
Oh, so
use them in the game, and I have like a big pile, and I would just scan them, and there's like fish, apples, meat, everything.
Yeah,
and I'm just stocking up, and I would just do that daily, so you would have masses
of lots of food.
Yeah, so
that's awesome. Tip. I'll have to grab those two and put them down there and pop them on every now and again. And that's the other thing is I finally got some like upgraded like clothing, because that every time I would go anywhere where it was cold, you know, like the cold right. temperatures like was like starting to kill me. So I'd have to like run for a few minutes, then eat some apples real quick, then run and then eat some apples, trying to get to like a shrine in the cold weather or something. So
yeah, there is you can do some type of food that will give you immunity, but you need to find like a cherry pepper or hot pepper or something.
Right. Yeah. So yeah.
Mix that.
The other thing that I never noticed before was some food that you mix together will give you stamina too. So like you can be climbing a mountain, almost run out, and then you can eat something real quick and get that last little bit of health to get like over the edge, you know? So.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly tons of secrets and tips on that for sure to get through. And I mean, I highly recommend using like a walkthrough or a guide or something, because there's so much to learn, and you're like, oh, I could be doing this. I get lost.
Well, it was funny because like there's these, it's called Dueling Peak.
Yeah. The mountains.
Shrines. And you basically have to like take a picture of one and then go to the other one and then make it look like that. But before you do that, you got to take a picture of that one. So when you go back to the other one, you can do it like that. You know, it's like these little balls and you put them in these little circle areas and they either turn blue or orange depending on where the balls are. But I remembered how to do that. So like, and then there was one yesterday that I figured out and it was crazy hard. And my son's like, how did you know that? Your brain's so smart. And I'm like, I don't know how I figured that one out, buddy. That was tough.
And so, you're playing it on the Switch?
We are playing on the Switch. When I originally played it, I played it on the Wii U because I didn't have a Switch at the moment at that time, but I had a Wii U and it was when they sold it for the Wii U. So
That's where I ended up playing and beating it. Cause I remember one of the shrines, you have your gamepad, the Wii U gamepad,
and you have to tilt it.
You got to tilt it right, like this, like a ball.
There's like a ball, right? Yeah.
And I
beat that one yesterday.
Somehow I like flipped the whole pad, and it just like rolled on the backside, and I beat it. Like I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to beat it like this, but like, hey, it worked.
You know what's funny is I almost did that. I was like, instead of screwing with all these like maze things, why don't you just flip it all the way over, put it on the flat side? What I ended up doing was I ended up tilting it, so when the ball dropped, because after you mess up another ball drops, I could make it where the ball would drop right where I needed it, and then you just had to like roll it and jump it to where it would land in that thing. So that's how I did it. But I did it fairly quickly, but I remember that one before like was giving me fits, so I was like, this is the worst, I hate this thing. The shrines I've actually really enjoyed the shrines. I'm even thinking like, do I have time to go do one after I get off here with Russ?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with the shrines it gives you progress in a sense of completion, because they're not that big, right? You can complete
They're pretty maybe short, maybe in
10 minutes. So I always hated the strength ones because I was so bad at battling.
I'm not good at battling.
I'm like, just give me a puzzle.
Yeah, please.
But when you do, you know, the four divine beasts, those usually, you know, you need like an hour or whatever to like get through the puzzles and the maze aspect. It's not like they're super large, but a lot of the maze, a lot of the puzzle aspects, I'd be like, what do I have to do? Like, I'm very confused. So
the only divine beast I ever beat when I played it initially was the elephant.
Right.
And then I made my way to the desert and I could see, was it a camel or a scorpion? What is it out there causing all that dust storm?
Yeah, I think it's a camel.
So I could see the camel, but then I was like, there was some side quest I had to do and I got sidetracked, and that's where I quit and never played it again.
and you don't have to do the beast, but if you do, if you beat all four, when you go fight Ganon, they shoot this laser beam and take half of his hearts down.
So easier. I definitely need to beat them because I want to do that before I go fight him. And then my son said, Dad, we have to have 10 hearts to get the master sword. And I was like, all right, well, we'll get 10 hearts then. So he's helping he's helping me stay motivated. I don't know if that's true or not what he said, but
I would think so. Well, yeah, with the hearts. Yeah. Because it takes, like your heart, you're trying to pull it out, and while you're pulling it, your hearts are going down.
So yeah,
you don't have enough, you die. But what you could
do, that's right.
Essentially, I was live streaming it, and people helped me, and they were like, "Oh, you don't have the Master Sword yet?" They're like, "Go here, and you can trade your stanima wheel for another heart."
Oh,
so if you're short a few, you could just like, "Oh, let me trade a bunch. Go get the sword, and then go trade back your heart for the stanima wheel or whatever if you want to do that." But with the Master Sword, you know,
is it that one that has like that dark shadow? She has like a dark shadow, and she plays like this trading game.
It must be like you have to pay something. I don't know what it is with the exchange.
Right. But, I think I know where you're talking about.
But you can swap both of them that way. And then when you get the Master Sword, you can use it. It won't break, but it tires. And you have to wait for it to like heal itself, and then you can use it again.
Nice.
But
so, yeah. So I'm thinking maybe we get through it. And then if we get through it, you know, then I'll reassess Colin and be like, dude, are we going to get the next one? Oh, what's it called?
Tears of the Kingdom.
So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. We'll see if I can continue on and progress and finally lay this thing to rest. The other thing I need to do is a lot of people are saying, you need to get through some of these games on your list from that video I made, the top 10 games I want to beat. So I was actually trying to play Mega Man 3 before we hopped on here, but it worked out where I wasn't able to do it. So we'll see.
Yeah,
so many games, so little time.
Well, I was going to say, definitely having a like plan or schedule or something like that would help with this. Like, okay, I can play Breath of the Wild for an hour with my son on this day, and we'll progress more. And then I'll be free for an hour, and this day I'll do Mega Man, or maybe I'll do Mega Man 3 days this week, and I want to try to beat it by, you know, the third week or something, to give yourself a short-term goal, and like, there's long-term, okay.
Well, the nice thing about Mega Man 3 is like you get the password system, so like I should be
that
able to like use that to my advantage. So
you can always cheat and just look up the password, not
or that I'm not doing that,
or just use the Game Genie,
Michael B. The Game Genie.
That's right.
Great episode, by the way. That was
thanks,
good.
Thanks. I was funny enough with that. I was editing most of the day, and my computer was like being the worst with editing, and it was doing again where I'm like, let me move this, and then it was like, pinwheel, move this, pinwheel. I'm like, I literally need to edit like 3 minutes worth of stuff, and it's taking me like 45 minutes, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I just wanted to get it out, because usually I premiere the episodes at like 8 o'clock, and I was exporting it at like 8:45 and uploading it, and I still missed. I have the thumbnail come up for the current episode, and I left last week's thumbnail up. And then I noticed, instead of usually the way I show my gameplay footage, it's the main game, and then I stretch the footage and blur it, you know, to fill the screen. And I have like a filter, and that wasn't above the other footage. So it was just doubled footage, clear as day. And I was like, that's annoying to me.
That's okay. The video I made, I put in like this quick Tom Green snippet where he's like, get inside the animals, and then it shows him in the deer, and he's like, I didn't see that coming. And I didn't turn the volume up, so it's way quieter than the rest of the video. And I was like, I hate that. I hate when I see mistakes like that I make. I mean, I'm sure like most people don't notice unless they're like an editor like you, or maybe like Riff or somebody, but like me, it like glaringly stands out. I'm like, this is so annoying. So anyway, but at least I got something out. That's all I can see.
Yeah, it's good to get content out for sure. I had put a DIY video out. Hopefully more people check it out. I think it got like 250 views of me working on the play choice, and I was hoping to do.
I watched that. I think I'm having one of the first.
So, you know, I try to please both people who like these tiered list videos, and then because I've been seeing a lot of new people commenting and interacting with those videos, so I'm hoping to reach new viewers with that, and then people who like my DIY stuff will check that out, because I have a few more DIYs.
Every time that Top Tuesday video comes out, I'm like, I gotta watch this. I've loved every one of them. It's like a great series.
Nice, appreciate it. Yeah, I'm trying to make it fun. Someone had left and was like, oh, this feels like a 90s show or whatever, and I was like, oh good.
I love Rob too. I always love his little one-liners and stuff like that.
I mean, that's what takes the longest. Like, I literally have to write the script for it, because I have to deliver whatever line I'm saying to have Rob have a rebuttal, and I can't do that on the fly to be like, oh, he should say this. Like,
so right, you got to think that through.
I do the full script, and then I'm just speaking off the cuff when I'm looking at the gameplay footage. That's kind of like a one-off, like, all right, play the footage. I'll talk to
you. You know, another thing that I think is kind of neat is like your cadence when you talk about the gameplay footage. Something about it is really, I don't know, it's like a natural, I don't even know how to describe it, but all I know is I like it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, I like the way Russ is talking right now. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's not overdone. It's just very kind of matter of fact. I don't know. Whatever right. It is, I think it's good.
Well, it's just not me like sputing facts. If I have like we just did our TurboGrafx episode. So if I'm like, have notes on it and I'm like, the TurboGrafx, known as the PC Engine outside North America, is a home video game console designed by Hudson right. Soft. Sounds right. way more scripted than I'm like,
right.
You know, the TurboGrafx was actually developed by Hudson Soft, which I think is pretty cool because it's a game company. That sounds way right. more natural and like,
right. Okay, exactly. I can relate.
So I try yeah. to keep it, those parts not scripted, but when I'm doing yeah. the lines with Rob, I have to hopefully fix him soon. I don't know if I mentioned you or talked to whoever.
You told me.
He was having trouble moving, so I took him apart to fix his gears, and I had added too much super glue to one gear. And it went onto the gear teeth, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to order a bag from Amazon of like 100 plastic gears just so I could hopefully one is the right size.
Oh so my gosh.
That's coming in tomorrow. So if that works, I'll get Rob back together, and then I'm going to set him up in front of my CRT TV, put Gyromite in, and get a nice clean plate of like, here's Rob like moving up. Here's Rob just rotating right. left to right. So then I can choose different movements when I'm putting the edit together, and he'll look a little more alive.
So in the next video, is he going to say, you know, Russ, you really grind my gears?
That could be a good one, because I talked about changing his batteries in the last episode. He's like, you keep your filthy hands out of my battery slot.
Good stuff. Oh, man. Yep. Love it.
Sweet. That probably wraps up our episode of what we've been doing.
That's a Warpipe Wednesday for you.
Buying houses, playing Breath of the Wild.
I like it. Good combo.
Feel free to call into the show. Let us know how we're doing. Phone number is 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. Leave us a message.
Tell us who you are, too.
Yeah, you can always say, hey, it's Russ from Connecticut.
It's Jimbo from Arkansas.
Check out the weeklywarppipe.com. We got all our episodes up in there, all the YouTube stuff I do, and merchandise as well. If you want to support the show, we have T-shirts, hats, mugs, magnets, stickers, a whole bunch of good stuff there.
And by some chance, if any of you listeners are ridiculously rich and you just need something to spend money on, send Russ and I a new computer, please.
So we can edit.
We get the pinwheels.
I was literally looking at new Macs, and I'm like, oh. Like the one I really would prefer to have is like the beefiest whatever, but it's like $4,500, and I'm like, I can't spend that much on a freaking computer.
So I was talking to Aaron yesterday, and or maybe it was the day before, and I said, why doesn't Mac make like a really just like good computer that's fast? He's like, they do. He's like, and it's $15,000. And I was like, okay, I'll never own that. And then he yeah. said, I'm buying two of them. It's like, whoa.
Well, I asked him, I said, because he showed me a timeline he was doing. And I was like, does your computer?
Oh, me too. And it was like the down? One that was like, just yes. like top on top of on the top of it.
And he was like, I usually get a new computer every year. And I was like, geez, I think mine's like 4 years old. I was like, Jay's is probably like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Mine's
yeah.
2019.
Was it so, this?
Yes.
Just like
all the stuff.
Edits above, on top below, of edits, on top of edits, on top of edits, on top of edits, on top of edits. Yeah. So this is off topic of that, but I sent him this today. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Just let it play for a minute. He wrote, "Are you with Ricky?" He waited for the end.
The song goes up to Ricky.
Anyway, I know it's neither here nor there.
Fair enough. Thanks to our Patreons for supporting the show. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retrolic 16, and Austin Mills. We appreciate you. Perhaps some of that money will go towards a new computer in the near future. Then maybe Jay can get my old computer.
Hey, I'll take the spinny wheel of death. That's fine.
Head over to patreon.com/RussLyman to learn more about that. That wraps it up. We didn't come up with a new slogan yet.
Nope.
Thanks for jumping in the warp pipe with us and reliving a little bit of nostalgia.
That's right.
We'll see you next week.
Wednesday.